Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Right about that time, these boys of Merseytown, who was strictly from Mercy. Jump up from behind of my igaloo.
Igaloo.
Started in a whipping on my favorite baby seal. With a little bit of soap. I said, with a little.
Pancake.
Well, I stole the bottle.
drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
Yeah.
right. So I snatch it all away from you, and I show them how to do it right.
Song that Frank Zappa probably never played live himself, and we're gonna do it. Sounds great. We'll be right back.
So first of all, I'd just like to introduce the band real quick. Over here on alto saxophone is Kevin Snyder. Mitch Lawrence on the tenor soprano saxophone. Rick Moose on the trumpet. Andrea Dreyer on the keyboards back there. Joe Garwood on the violin. Tim Lorderer on the bass. Ed Davis on the drums. Clay Colley on the keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla Wilson on the vocals. Natalie Monroe on the vocals. Zach Conley on the vocals. And Bob Young. Sorry. Let's say that one more time. And Bob Young on the percussion. Yeah. Right. Let's hear for now for peripherals, right? No, but I'd like to thank everyone for coming out. This has been a really big project of mine this entire year. And I'd first off like to thank all these musicians for putting up with a lot of really hard music and trying to put it together in a really short amount of time. Especially the Jose Alfonso's lick and everything. I think Bob was about to shoot me when I gave him the music, so.
Like last summer,
yeah, he was gonna shoot me. So I'd like to thank them. I'd also like to thank these two backup vocalists back here. They came in to do the vocals 2 weeks ago. We gave them music 2 weeks ago, so they've done a really great job with that. So, put together some funny dance moves as well. Next, I'd like to thank Jack Tarnello and Take Note Productions for doing the sound and recording this for us tonight. Matt Cosgrove for doing the camera work and taking pictures. One person that's not here, I don't think, is Bobby Sheldon. He did a lot of the artwork for us and did the poster for us as well. The next people I'd like to thank is Ken Englehart back there, director of jazz, for letting us do this. Thanks, Kent, the man. And sadly, one person that's not here that we were really hoping would be was Dave Morgan, who is the leader of this group. He has a couple gigs, and he's going to check out Bill Frisell tonight, so that's okay. So, yeah, we'd like to thank him. He was the director of this group and kind of saw the potential last year from the individual personnel just kind of being in different ensembles and thought it would be a really good idea to do something like this. So we'd like to thank him, and yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody who's ever worked with me with music, any of my teachers, private teachers, teachers from Slippery Rock, teachers from Youngstown, as well as my mom and dad. My mom took us all to the lessons, drove us to the lessons, and my dad was the first one to teach me guitar and the first person to make me cry every time during a lesson at some point. So, yeah. But no, we did. That was a great thing, and this is the last tune, and there's going to be a reception over here.
All right!
Yeah! So that's why he did. But yeah, thanks again. And we have, if you didn't get a program, there's programs somewhere in the back that have the next upcoming dates. April 16th at the Kilcolly Center, which is right across the street. We're going to be with Jazz Ensemble 2 doing our doing our concert. And then May 18th is the official last gig for this group. Sadly, Zach is moving to Florida. So we don't want to continue without him. Yeah. Well, yeah, Penguins and Hagar, that's what it is, yeah. But yeah, thanks again, and we'll see you soon.
Stop it, go!
Suppose.
Oh no!
Well, when Fido got up and rolled over, got him off the floor, looked me in the eye, and you know what he said?
Once upon a time, somebody said to me, this is a dog's tongue.
What is your
conceptual continuity? I told him right then, the dog said, easy to see. Let the crumb on the biscuit.
Apostrophe.
Well,
the guy kind of stood there looking in disbelief because he was talking to a dog and whatnot. And you can't say that.
Thank you. I'm doing the best with myself.